New Australian research shows female doctors and nurses are at a much greater risk of suicide than women working in other professions. Women working in health professions had three times the rate of suicides than those in other occupations. Researchers say there was also an elevated suicide rate among male nurses and midwives. Bridget Brennan reports.
This is the first time that Australian researchers have conducted a nationwide review of suicides in the medical profession. And what the study has found is alarming. It shows female doctors take their own lives at nearly three times the rate of the general population, and female nurses had almost four times the suicide risk than women in other jobs.
So with nurses, we know that it's a particularly stressful occupation. The demands of the job include long working hours, high demand, low control over what they're doing, as well as working in an environment that's hard to work around your family time and flexibility with rostering.
Lead author Dr. Alison Milner is from Deakin University.
With the female doctors, again, I think some of the same explanations apply in terms of the working conditions people are placed under. There was a Lancet paper published in 2009 that also highlighted some of the professional factors that may be involved here. So the fact that they may fear discrimination from licensing boards about disclosing thoughts of suicide or disclosing mental illness.
Dr. Milner worked with two other authors from the University of Melbourne to analyse almost 10,000 cases from 2001 to 2012. About 3.8% of those deaths were of health professionals.
There had been some research about 15 years ago that had suggested that female doctors in particular had an elevated rate of suicide. This was conducted in the UK, and there's also been some smaller studies in Australia. So we thought that this was a pretty good motivation to look into this.
The study also found male nurses and midwives had close to double the rate of suicide compared with men in other professions. Dr. Milner is hoping peak medical bodies will use the study to push for new workplace suicide prevention strategies in hospitals and clinics.
One, by addressing the factors at work that are placing people at risk to begin with, including work colleagues that could be a helpful source of support, addressing job demands, improving job control, making sure that long working hours are regulated. And lastly, they need to make sure that there's good rehabilitation back into work after someone comes back. So I just try to remind myself that behind every single one of these figures is a life and somebody's story.
The research is published today in the Medical Journal of Australia.
Bridget Brennan with that report.